focus of this one is how to do a Texas public offering. And I won't ask people in the audience to raise hands, but my guess is there's very few practitioners who have ever waded into these uncharted waters. My esteemed panelists are probably as experienced as anybody. Patty, obviously, on the state side, and Nick, who was given some praise by Faith in this morning's panel, has actually done one of the very first, I think the first, coordinated reviews. And so I think you're in good hands as far as experience. As the moderator of this panel, want to lay the groundwork, and I practice at what generally perceived to be a big firm, and our practice, frankly, tries to avoid registering in any state that we possibly can because it's just expensive and unpredictable. I have done it. I am, I think, the only attorney in our law firm here in Dallas with 250 lawyers, roughly, to have done so in Texas. And believe me, I asked extensively, who can help me with this? And I will tell you, from my perspective, it is unpredictable, but not near as scary as it initially seemed. And that's a compliment, I think, to our state administrators. I think they do their job very well. So let's sort of figure out how we end up in the analysis where why on earth would I deal with the states, and then we can get into more substantively what does that actually entail and the process and who the relevant parties are. First and foremost, you know, NISMIA in 1996 really changed the lay of the land here, and it was promulgated before I even started practicing law, which is, I think, explains why most of the people that practice with me today have just not really dealt with the states. And